Market Center.
What is going on, Based Americans? LFA TV family, good to see every single one of you guys on this Tuesday evening. Well, if you find yourself watching this, you are now watching Based America. I am your host, Drew Hernandez. Welcome to the No Cuck Zone. If you are new and you think you can handle it, stick around, subscribe to the channel, smash that like button, hit the bell notification, copy the link, and please share the intel, share the transmission anywhere a link can be transmitted. We are thankful for all of your participation in this intel war every single day. With that said, LFA TV is 100% independent by the people, we the people, that is you, the people, the LFA TV army. So if you have not, or if you have already, please thank you and continue to support LFA TV. Go to lfatv.us, leave a donation of any amount, whether it be one time or reoccurring. Whether it be one time or reoccurring. Alrighty, guys. Daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, annually, make a contribution. This is what it looks like building alternative media outside of the mainstream. This is exactly what it looks like. And you are a part of that. You are a part of building out into the future. So again, coordinates are lfatv.us. And also, while you are there, check out the official LFA TV merch and products. Also, while they last, get your official LFA TV flannel now. They are unisex, male and female alike. No, not gay, gender, twisted, homosexual, satanic Baphomet perversion. Man, we love you. We are locked and loaded and ready to go. Good to see all my Based Americans in the chat. MPCV in the chat. Joanne EV in the chat. RA620 in the chat. Salty Debbie is locked and loaded and ready to go in the chat. P Year Out is in the chat. Mary I Am is in the chat. Locked and loaded. So Salty Six in the chat. No Eva Braun in the chat. Aspen Y Girl in the chat. Locked and loaded. Did I say Mary I Am? Well, Mary I Am again. Locked and loaded in the chat. You guys know me. I am not slightly or kind of retarded. I am retarded. Okay, so welcome to Based America. This is Beyond News. If you guys watch any of my content, whether it's here, but I will argue Drew Hernandez Live is a is way more rough around the edges. Make sure to go subscribe over there, rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. But you know, this whole political correct generation is so gay and cucked out, and you're not allowed to say anything anymore, even within cucked out right-wing conservative spaces. It's like so many retarded cuckservatives. They complain all the time. All they do is complain that millennials are snowflakes and they need a safe space and they can't take a damn joke. But whenever they get around a base millennial that's actually telling it like it is, offending all around with the absolute truth. Oh, that is so disrespectful. Can you stop? Can you please stop it, young man? Do you not understand that you are being so divisive right now? Stop it. It's the woke right. It really is. There really is a woke right. The woke right exists. It really does. The woke right are a bunch of so-called conservative, you know, Trump supporters that tolerate homosexuality. They they want to tone down our pro-life message, right? Like there truly is a woke right. Like there really is. And they're honestly, they are insufferable. They're an insufferable group of people. All they do is complain. And then whenever these people get around actually based individuals, like they sound exactly like these commie left-wing snowflake millennials and Gen Z students on universities. They like want to run away and find a safe space. So, you know, so with that said, you know, Based America is a show that is obviously not for you if you get easily offended, honestly, right or left wing. And so that's why I always tell people, you know, listen at your own risk, dude. Listen at your own risk. Because every now and then we get some retards that flow in and like, oh my God, Drew Hernandez is like so disrespectful. Can you believe that he said homosexuals love to get their, they love to get their fudge pack. Can you believe he said that? I hear it all the time. I hear it all the time. And these are the same people that are always running around and complaining that America is so weak. Everything's political correct. There's a severe political correctness within the right wing. Severe. You can't speak out against gays. You can't withhold support from Israel because you would like to be America first. Right. And people get like they get triggered. They're like literally right wing NPCs. They get triggered just like leftists. Like, oh my God, I can't believe you would say something like that. Do you not understand what you're saying? Shut up, dude. Shut up. You are no different than the commie leftist snowflakes out there. Seriously, the woke right is real. The woke right is real, and they are cringe and gay and retarded. Literally. Seriously. Like, and these are the types of people that can't handle the word retard. Like, what is wrong with you? Like, what? It's like, Drew, oh my gosh, there's actually retarded handicapped people in the world. Wow, that's great. I didn't know that. You know what I mean? It's like, okay. Like, it's the equivalent. Literally, the woke right, like it's the equivalent, right? Like these cuckservatives that can't handle the word retard. Like they are literally the equivalent to the woke blacks whenever they hear you people. I swear to you, it is literally the equivalent. They just don't even realize it yet. They don't realize how similar they really are. They really don't realize how similar they really are. You know what I'm saying? Like, or if you just say the word black people, you know what I mean? Like they get triggered. Or if you just say black people are ghetto, right? Like it's the same. Or you say the word ghetto and black people automatically think like and assume you're talking about them. It's true, dude. And it's irritating. It's so irritating. It's what I honestly hate the most about conservatism. It is. Can't take jokes. They complain about the left-wing snowflakes, but they themselves are right-wing snowflakes because they get offended. You criticize Israel. Oh my God! You roast the gays. Ah, you're making us look bad! You know what I mean? Like, it's like, you people, not you, the chat. If you're watching this show, then I assume that that's not you because this show literally and my show Drew Hernandez Live, but this show, we dive a little bit into it. This show, we kind of cross that line. You know what I mean? We kind of cross that line. The funny thing is, like, I don't even use profanity. I don't. I challenge anyone to try and find a transmission of me dropping an F-bomb or, you know what I mean? And the woke right, they get, bro, the woke right, when I roast homosexuals and, like, I describe how filthy they are and call them to repentance, the woke right gets more offended that I do that rather than the actual sodomites. Shirley, you are so disgusting. What is wrong with you? Like, no, I know. I know the homosexuals are disgusting. That's why we got to spell it out, because these woke right conservative retards are literally tolerating sodomy and then running around complaining why homosexuals are taking over everything. Oh. Anyways, I'll talk more on that tonight. Drew Hernandez Live, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. So, the woke, we got to start addressing the woke right a little more. So I'll be talking way more. I'll do a deep dive on the woke right tonight. We'll do that. We'll do a full blown roast on the woke right. But anyways, let's. I always have to apologize to the show. No, but that's the point. Like Drew, Eleni Menes one, bro. Drew, I'm proud of you. It's hard not to curse for a lot of base podcasts, but that's the point. I don't even drop F-bombs. I don't use profanity, and literally the woke right, like, they are so triggered by me. It's crazy. It's so wild, dude. You know what I mean? Anyways, yes, I will be live tonight. I will be live tonight for sure. For sure. Had a couple meetings last night that we had to get out of the way. We got a real busy week ahead of us. Trump campaign contacted me yesterday too, and a lot of cool stuff in the works. A lot of cool stuff. But anyways, I'll be roasting. We'll be roasting the woke right tonight. If you want to know what the woke right really is, show up tonight on Drew Hernandez Live. We'll do a deep dive on that. We'll do a full blown deep dive on that. But for now, RFK is just like literally digging his grave. RFK is literally digging his grave. You know, it's crazy because so many within Con Inc, like all these fake conservatives and right wingers, even within MAGA, there are a lot of young people. There are a lot of like millennials and Gen Z people because they're actually socially liberal. So that's why you've seen a lot of young people gravitate towards RFK, because that's what they are. They will be fiscally conservative, but when it comes to social issues, oh, they love sodomy, they love fornication. That's why they want to tone down the pro-life message. A lot of TPUSA people are like this. It's just the truth. PragerU people are like this. They're all like this. They tolerate homosexuality. It's you know, that's why you've seen a lot of people flock to RFK. Honestly, a lot of people flock to RFK. And I told people right out the gate, I was like, yes, it's based that he's against the death jab. But to all the Christians out there, do not be deceived. I was telling people like a couple years ago, this guy is pro baby killer. He is pro infanticide. And a lot of right wingers didn't really want to like adhere to that, you know, because they don't want to face the truth because they're so desperate right now, right? They're so desperate. And then, you know, a week and a half ago, RFK comes out and full-blown says, well, I support a woman's right to choose a full-term abortion. It's like, damn, bro. I told you this guy was pro-baby killer. I told you. This guy's just... RFK is just digging his own grave, dude. He's literally just like digging his own grave, bro. And here's another one in case you guys missed this. RFK Jr. backs Biden administration plan that would prioritize farm aid based on race. gives $5 billion in reparations to black farmers. This is like, by the way, I love black people. I just think woke blacks are retarded, right? Like they seriously need to think things through. They need to logically and intellectually think things through, because a lot of their ideas, they don't add up. They don't add up, and they don't realize, especially like these black churches that are constantly calling for reparations, right? It's like, that's so demonic, right? Because like, that's a theological issue. Like when you see some of these black churches, they're like demanding, they're white people now that have nothing to do with slavery. You all, and by the way, it's not just white people. They want reparations from all of us. They want reparations from all of us. What the hell do I have to do with slavery? Absolutely nothing. Neither do you. Neither do you. Okay, even if you are white in the United States of America, I will go as far to say this. Even if you are white in the United States of America, and you, let's say you do, in your family line, your family lineage, let's say that your great, 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 great grandparents were slave owners. What the hell does that have to do with you in 2024? It's like, here's why it's demonic. Because they always say reparations is a form of redemption, and it's also a form of what we would call penitence, right? An atonement, a covering of your past sins of slavery. See, this is why it's demonic, because you are not held accountable for the sins of anybody else but yours. You are not held accountable for anybody's sins other than yours. And the only true forgiveness and the only true atonement for sin, I believe slavery is wrong. Okay? Whether it's blacks enslaved, whether it's whites enslaved, Asians enslaved, or Latinos enslaved, every single group of people in human history at some point have been enslaved against their will and sold and traded like animals for a purchase. That is human trafficking. That's what that is. And that happens to this day, but the woke blacks don't want to talk about that, right? They don't want to talk about that. And I don't really care who are the slave traders, right? And what I mean by that is in every single group in human history, every race has been a slave, and every race has been a slave owner slash trader. Okay, so when I say I don't care, it's like, this is where like the anti-white narrative comes in, because the woke blacks in the United States of America, they come out and say, oh, well, you know, it's the whites. It's the whites. But they literally never want to talk about how it is literally in African history that there were black slave owners and traders, but they never want to even talk about that. Because it's a narrative. It's an anti-white demonic narrative. But I'm going down the rabbit hole, which I love going down the rabbit hole, by the way. I always have to apologize to the audience, especially if you're new. Please bear with me. My brain is very much like a pinball machine, okay? So not trying to be mean, but you know, my family does suspect, you know, I got some ADD, maybe a little bit of autism somewhere in there. So bear with me, guys. It kind of shows in my shows. It kind of shows in my shows. But anyways. So, I guess some people find it entertaining, which is fun. But I just, you know, tell people how I really feel. But this is why the blacks are always looked at like absolute retards. And I tell them this all the time. Like, you guys, the reason why people don't listen to you Like, number one, like, your delivery is obnoxious, and that's fine. Like, I'm telling you guys, man, like, I love being around black people when they're having, like heated debates. Like, that's like my happy place. No, for real. Because black people, like, the energy levels are, like, through the roof, right? Like, the energy levels are through the roof. Everyone's, like, getting passionately, like, yelling and raising their voice back and forth, and it's just like, yeah, let's go. But anyways, you know, and that's fine. That's fine. If you want to be passionate, preach what you believe. But the ultimate downfall is the intellectual inconsistencies with what you guys are saying. Like, you are telling people hundreds of years later that they owe you money because your people were slaves in this country? People that right now literally have nothing to do with that? People that right now, that if they lived in that time, would take issue with that, especially as Christians? You see what I'm saying? Like, so why do they have to be charged today? Well, it's an atonement for the sins of their racist ancestors. No, that's wrong. That's demonic. That's like accuser of the brethren type stuff right there. No, that's not how it works. That's unethical. It's not only unfair, it's wrong. It's morally wrong. It's morally wrong. That's charging, like, right now, if you were, let's say, driving down the street. You're driving down the street, residential area, and the speed limit is 25. And let's say that you're just chilling, you're not in a hurry, and you're just driving 20 miles an hour. You're right under the speed limit, right? You're just chilling, you're not in a hurry, or you're fine, you're listening to music, whatever you're into, right? everybody's different. And let's say you're just chilling, you're driving down the street. This is, like, so basic. This is such a basic example, right? To communicate such a serious truth. Controversial truth. You're just driving down the street, you're doing the speed limit. And here comes your mom or your dad driving next to you, just driving recklessly. Driving recklessly, destroying the speed limit, and ends up T-boning the car right in front of them and killing the people in that car. Oh, this example just got pretty serious, right? And let's say criminal cases are opened, investigations are opened, and the investigation concludes that you are responsible for your parents' actions. You are responsible for your mom or your dad, okay, driving 100 in a 25 speed limit zone. And let's say that the authorities charge you, not only for that, but they charge you for the murder, okay, that they commit for their reckless and negligent driving. Let's say they charge you that as well. And not only do you have to pay for damages to the family of the victims, but you also have to serve time as well. It is all on you. And let's say that your parents died in the crash too. And it is all on you. The charges are, and you are just chilling, doing the speed limit. This has literally nothing to do with you other than you are just related to your parents. But it all, can you imagine if that's how civilization functioned? That you are determined guilty by not association, but by biological relation, even though you have nothing to do with what they've done. Absolutely nothing. You wanted no part in it. And it's even worse. This example doesn't even make sense because it's worse. What they do is even worse. Yeah, I'm using an example of if you're alive together with your families, like they're holding you. They're holding you responsible for possibly generations. We're talking hundreds of years of your family where you literally have hundreds of years of separation between you and your family. You know what I mean? But this is what I'm saying is like the woke blacks, they don't think this through. They don't think this through. And then when you and I, right, we logically, you know, think this, we iron it out and we put the whole puzzle together and then we take a look at, we assess, okay, what are we really looking at? What does this really mean? No, this doesn't make any sense. Because the woke blacks, all right, I'll tell you, let me tell you something about the woke blacks, okay? Let me tell you something, all right? You want to know something about the woke blacks? And it's also like the Latinx retards out there, even the woke whites, right? Let me tell you something about these people, all right? They are, I would argue, 99.9% of the time operating fully on emotional bias. This is why none of their arguments make sense. This is why none of their logic makes sense, because they are emotionally driven. Their emotions guide their ideas and their actions. Therefore, when we who are logically discerning and thinking hear this stuff, we're like, yeah, no thanks. Screw you and your damn reparations. It doesn't make any damn sense. Why do I have to pay for crimes of people? And like I said, I believe that slavery is wrong. I believe that's why I even take it as far to say I think surrogacy is, I think it's wrong. Like, and even some levels of adoption I think are wrong. I do. I find it weird. I do. I find it weird. Like, not adoption within itself, like adopting a child, you know, bringing them and welcoming them into your family and taking care of them. That's biblical. What I mean is paying for children is weird. It's strange. I don't know, chat. How do you guys feel about that? I just find it weird, you know? Like, surrogacy for homosexuals is totally an abomination, but even surrogacy for heterosexuals, I find kind of weird. You know what I mean? Like, I'm inclined to encourage a couple that cannot conceive to either keep praying and trying or adopt a child. But then when I think about adoption, I think, well, how much does it cost? Like, you gotta like fork up $50,000 to buy a child? It's weird, dude. You know, I don't know. I think it's weird. I just think paying for children is strange. I do. I don't know, chat. You let me know. Like, I am all for paying in to an organization that is helping children be housed until they can find families, pay for their needs, right? There's orphanages, I pay for their food and their education and to help them through, right? But I don't know. I just find it weird. That's just me, guys. I don't know. I think paying for a child is just weird to me, you know? I wish it was free, you know? I wish it was. That's like my conviction. I wish that you didn't have to purchase a child to adopt a child, right? I don't know, chat. You guys let me know. I don't know. It's weird to me. I just think paying for children is strange. Like, why does adoption have to be monetized? You know, like, why? I really don't know. I don't. I might be ignorant to this. I'd have to check this up biblically, but I don't know if there's any biblical support for the purchasing of children via adoption. Like, I don't know, guys. I just think it's kind of strange. It's a weird one. You know, it's a weird one there. I like thinking of certain things. And for me, personally, for me, like, and it's also situational, right? It's also situational because, like, let's say you're in a situation where a child is being miserably, you know, raped or assaulted or, you know, comes out of a broken home and is experiencing rape and assault within an orphanage or a children's home. You know what I mean? And the only way to get them out there is like, okay, look, we love this child. Pay whatever we need to pay to get them out of there. You know, I don't know. I just think it's weird. It's strange. I'm conflicted on that one. I truly am. Like, that's one of those where I'm like, God, like, is that situational? Is it weird? I personally think it should be free. Like, I don't understand why it takes paying thousands of dollars in order to fully adopt the child. I don't know. It's strange. It's weird. Have you ever even thought about that before? Like, sometimes I think about this stuff. I'm like, that is weird, you know? Why? Have we been convinced that it's okay to pay for children and just call it adoption? Like, I'm all for funding organizations that are caring for the needs of children, but when you decide you're ready, you know, to adopt a child, why is it costing like $20,000 to $50,000 just to do the right thing? Weird. I think it's weird. I don't know how I feel about that one. I don't know, guys. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's strange. Why do I have to pay money? Right? Like, the surrogacy thing. No, hell no. I think that's weird. Right? Like, when it comes to surrogacy, whether homosexual or heterosexual, I'm just kind of like, yeah, no, I think that's strange. Paying a woman for a child? Just adopt the child. But then you're like, okay, well, you got to go pay for a child through adoption. I'm like, that's weird too. I don't know, dude. It's one of those things, you know what I mean? It's one of those things you think about and you're like, do we have legalized child trafficking and we just call it adoption? Where's that money actually going? You know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying, man. I question all things. I question all things. Oh yeah, and homosexuals, hell no. No surrogacy, no adopting children, should not be able to be married, should not be able to practice homosexuality in the United States of America. It should be criminalized and banned. Let them run away to Gaza. And the Muslims will take care of it. The Muslims will take it from there. America just needs to ban, criminalize sodomy. All right? We can put them on a plane since they all love Palestine so much and just send them to Gaza and then the Muslims will take it from there. They like get off the plane, right? They're like running around Gaza like, hey, we're homos for Hamas. Yeah, gays for Gaza. We're here, baby. And all the Muslim men are just like standing there. They're like, death to the infidel, death to the unbeliever. You're Satan, Satan, death to the Luciferian, death to them now. And the gay's like, oh my God, I'm dying. Oh, All right. Where was I? What are we talking about? What's in the news? Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, the blacks, the woke blacks. Yes, yes. Welcome to my TED Talk on the woke blacks. I'm an expert on the woke blacks, by the way. So let me continue here. RFK Jr. backs Biden administration plan that would prioritize farm aid based on race, because that's totally not racist, gives $5 billion in reparations to black farmers. RFK is just literally digging his own grave deeper and deeper. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has come out in support of a provision in the Biden administration's American Rescue Plan that sought to dole out $5 billion in reparations to farmers of color across the United States. This is definitely the Democrat Kennedy in him. Definitely the Democrat Kennedy in him. It's like that, you know what I mean? Like he comes from like that civil rights era, but now it's 2024 where it's been totally like perverted and hijacked by communist BLM retards. And they still think that's what it is. There's a lot of people out there, like a lot of woke boomers. Oh my God. Don't even get me started on the woke. The woke boomers are the most insufferable people in the United States of America. My God. To all my base boomers out there, you guys know exactly what I'm talking about, right? You probably have like brothers and sisters that are totally woke and gay out there. And they are the most insufferable people on planet Earth. The woke boomers are the worst people in America. They are the worst. They're up there. The woke boomers are up there with like just general woke white women. You know what I'm saying? Like there's a difference. You got like actually based Christian boomers, women. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about woke boomers that are wearing like 10 masks. Right? That are wearing like 10 masks. They're forcing all of their kids to get like jabbed 10 times. You know what I'm saying? Like it's kind of like in that vein with RFK, right? Like I loved Kennedy back in the day. Kennedy was awesome. We were the ones that we were the ones that got the Negroes jobs. That's how they talk, right? You know what I mean? They're like, we were the ones that got that done. And we're doing it today. That's why I support BLM. The same thing. Like, that's all. You hear that from people. That's how they talk. That's literally how they talk. You guys know what I'm talking. All my base boomers out there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The woke boomers are so ridiculous. Not only are they cringe, but they are just like, oh my God, bro. Like, just please stop. Please stop. Literally, like, trying to relive, like, the glory days of the civil rights. You know what I mean? It's like, oh my gosh, that's not what this is today. It's not what this is. This is totally different. BLM is not that. Anyways. Okay. Yeah. RFK, that I suspect that's where his mindset is. I suspect that's how he thinks. He's got like that stupid mindset, right? That stupid mindset where like he's like, "Oh yeah, BLM is like the next gen civil rights movement." You know what I mean? It's like, no, you're retarded if you believe that, right? Like you are literally retarded. It's not the same thing. And it's also like a virtue signal too. It's like a virtue signal. See, I'm not a racist. Huh. Yeah. I'm not a racist. Because back when I had, you know what the woke boomers say? This is what woke boomers will tell you. Listen, watch this, guys. Watch this. This is the woke boomers are the people that are like, I'm not a racist. And it's always like a woke boomer, Karen, right? It's like, I'm not a racist. Don't you understand? Like a super, she's been divorced like 10 times, right? She's insufferable. She can't, like, she can't comprehend why men want nothing to do with her, right? It's this type. I am not a racist. I am not at all. I am not. Do you not understand how many black men I have had sex with in the past 40 years? If I was a racist, like, I would not be getting plowed by several black men in my day. Okay, honey. So nice try. I'm not a racist. Those are the woke boomers, dude. Those are woke boomers out there. They're like, they have to prove that they're not racists because they've had sex with like multiple black men in their life. To all my base boomers out there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You probably got a sister out there that's like in her late 60s, just still trying to live like she's in her mid 30s. She's on board with the Ukraine, BLM, whatever she's told. Whatever she's told is in the new. Oh, these people exist. These people exist. It's just too much. It's too much. It's too much. Yeah, base boomers are the antidote to that, honestly. Honestly, like the base boomers are the antidote to that. You know what I'm saying? Because it gets embarrassing out there. It gets really embarrassing out there. Unfortunately, I do. I know you do. I know you know people like this, dude. Because that's who they are, dude. That's literally who they are. They are the worst. They are the worst people. They are the worst people. Oh, my gosh. They hate God. You know what I mean? They're totally opposed to Christ or anything, right? And they have the miserable, insufferable people. All right, let's see. Where was I? Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has come out in support of a provision in the Biden administration's American Rescue Plan that sought to dole out $5 billion in reparations to farmers of color across the United States. The program was administered by the Department of Agriculture, boosted by Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, and overturned by a federal court. The court stated that it is not legally permissible to attempt remedy past discrimination by discriminating against others in the present. Well, good. That's based. Thank God someone put it that way. But for Kennedy, the plan is all right because he argued the recipients of the race-based aid were entitled to the money because it had been stolen from their ancestors. Yeah, okay, prove it. Prove it. Prove it. Prove it. I stole that from them? If I steal from someone, I am obligated to return it to them. Again, if your ancestors, let's just use their logic. If their ancestors stole from the blacks, let's just go along with their clown world. If their ancestors stole from the blacks, why the hell do I have to pay for it today? Especially as a white person. Again, the analogy of what I used earlier. It's the same thing. It's literally the same thing. Oh, because you're profiting off of it to this day. To this day, you're profiting off of it. Oh, well, screw you. I'm not going to pay you anyways. I'm not going to pay you anyways. The only ones profiting off of slavery in the United States of America today are the human traffickers that they don't want to talk about. Actual slave trades of women, children, men of all colors and race. Especially now with the open borders for the past 4 years. Open borders equals big money for human traffickers, child traffickers, sex traffickers. But these people want to focus on hundreds of years ago and receive payment for something that no one alive today is responsible for. No, instead of addressing the slavery of today in the modern day, no. All these people want is money. They don't want justice. All they want is money. That's it. You know how many of these people are going to pocket that money and spend it on nonsense? Lottery tickets? Liquor? Cigarettes? Spinners? Escalades? Right? Yeah. Like, if we gave these people billions of dollars in reparations, I guarantee you, if we gave these people in this country, if we gave these people $100 billion in reparations and distributed it across the United States to these people, I guarantee you maybe only 1% of that would go into education or to furthering educationally the Black community. I would be willing to bet a lot of money that that's what would happen. You want to know why? Because these people are all they are concerned with is their own enrichment and bank accounts. All these people are concerned with is their own enrichment and their own bank accounts. That's my opinion. During a recent episode of the RFK Jr. podcast, National Black Farmers Association founder John Boyd. Oh, so he's RFK Jr. is pandering. He's pandering. That's what he's doing. He's pandering to a bunch of blacks that want free money. National Black Farmers Association founder John Boyd explained that after the multi-billion dollar measure was passed as part of the American Rescue Plan, the United States Department of Agriculture dragged its feet when it came to distributing the funds to the 16,000 eligible residents or recipients, excuse me. Boyd recalled how over the following months, white farmers took issue with the policy. Oh, gee, I wonder why white farmers would take issue with that. And I guarantee you, not just white farmers would take issue with that. Anyone would. White farmers took issue with the policy and challenged the policy in court. Good. Challenge those riggas. It was eventually halted by a Wisconsin judge and repealed by Congress in the Internal Revenue Agency spending bill a short time later. Good. Thank you. Here's what RFK Jr. had to say.
I'm in the White House. I gotta get rid of those people at the USDI and get that money. That $5 billion is not money, that's an entitlement. It's money that was a loan that black farmers were entitled to way back when and was stolen from them through discrimination.
I told you, welcome to Based America. Everybody gets it here. Everyone gets roasted. Even me. Kennedy added that the court had found that money was stolen from black farmers, citing Boyd himself as an example of someone who could testify that it happened to them. It was given to every other farmer, he continued. If you were white, you got it. If you were black, you didn't get it. And that's wrong. And I don't think anyone who believes in the values of this country thinks that's a good idea. If you could prove something was stolen from you, well, then obviously you are entitled to that. But we know the majority of the time that's not the case. They just literally blame white people for everything. They just literally blame white people for everything. Kennedy went on to suggest that the USDA was
oaken from the top down
and only operates to
benefit big AG
at the expense of small farmers. He also appears to believe that the federal government should undertake discrimination against white farmers in order to attempt. Okay, so see, this is the thing about RFK Jr. is like the guy is obviously like a liberal, a leftist. And what appealed to a lot of the right wing was his stance against the death jabs. But the problem with libertarians is that libertarians are retarded and they don't draw any moral lines or boundaries. You have to draw moral lines and boundaries in a civilization. That's why we have God's word. That's why we have God's word. That's the truth. You guys like that RFK impression? I've never done that. That was my first time trying that one. I just do this stuff on the spot, just so you know. I don't script any of this. No teleprompter here. Oh man, RFK. RIP. RIP to his campaign. RIP to his campaign. RIP to his campaign. RIP. Okay, let's see. RFK Jr. He's just digging his own grave. What do you want me to say? What do you guys want me to say as RFK? I guess I got a good RFK impression. It's not that hard to do, right? Right, chat? No.
It puts the lotion on the skin.
What?
They're putting atrazine in our water.
Oh, man. Yeah, RFK Jr., that dude blew it, dude. He blew it big time. He blew it big time. Yeah, that guy will never appeal to the evangelical Christian majority in this country. Just, it's not going to happen, dude. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. RFK's sister.
Oh, seriously. Don't be deceived by my voice. I'm actually a very entertaining individual. Just ask my wife. She makes me take Viagra every day. And she calls me. She calls me quite the stallion. I'm just saying. I sound like I'm tired and I just woke up. But don't let that deceive you. I'm full of energy. I'm full of energy. Look at me. Have you seen me with a shirt off working out in Venice? I could outlift Trump or Biden any day. I could outlive Trump or Biden any day. Bench press. I'll bench press both their wives, Jill and Melania, at the same time.
All right. All right. Tonight's episode is brought to you by AmmoSquared.com/LFA. AmmoSquared.com/LFA. Make sure to support the sponsors. You guys got to keep LFA TV alive, I'm telling you. There's no other network doing it like we are, guys. Seriously. Jeremy Harrell is based and crazy enough to let me loose. It's like, honestly, that just shows you how based LFA truly is, honestly. So support us. Go to ammosquared.com/LFA. For all my gun owners out there, Ammo Squared helps you stay stocked up on ammunition automatically. Your ammunition grows slowly over time, and it's stored for free while it builds up. Then it's shipped wherever you want it, shipping out in just 1 to 2 business days. 1 to 2 business days. It's truly automated, set it and forget it ammo purchasing. Pick your calibers, set your budget, select the shipping trigger, and that's it. Ammo builds up over time and is delivered automatically when you want it. And by the way, it's a very budget-friendly way to build a stockpile of ammunition. It's customizable by as little as a few dollars a month, and use dollar cost averaging to your advantage. Again, those coordinates are ammosquared.com/LFA. And as always, guys, if you guys think this show is based, I'm telling you, go watch Drew Hernandez live, and we take it an extra 1,000 miles an hour. We go live in 3 hours, Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. That's rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. The link is in the description. The link is in the chat. I will see you guys in T-minus 3 hours. If you love what you heard here tonight on Based America, subscribe to the channel, smash that like button, hit the bell notification, copy the link, please share it absolutely everywhere, but don't go anywhere because the legendary Roger Stone is up next in the Stone Zone. I'll see you guys in T-minus 3 hours on Drew Hernandez Live. If I don't see you there tonight, rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. I'll see you guys on the next one here on Based America.